You're listening to Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove, with four different ways to enjoy this program. First of all, live on the radio every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Le Tout Puissant WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Also through WRIR's Time Machine at WRIR.org/listen, where you can hear this show live as a web stream simulcast, or on your schedule as a podcast. Plus, it's rebroadcast on other radio stations in the Global Agogo Radio Network. And last but not least, it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral four, all.net. Excuse me. And we finished the first hour today with an absolutely epic song from the Super Buaro Band of Guinea-Conakry from 1974 called Soi Sisa. This band was sponsored by the government of Guinea-Conakry, and they took their name from the Camp Buaro prison, which is where many of the members worked as prison guards at the same time that they were working as musicians. And Camp Buaro is the site where many opponents of President Sékou Touré's regime were imprisoned, tortured, starved to death, and murdered, presumably some of them by the members of the Super Buaro Band. Sékou Touré was also the sponsor of much of the great music that was produced by his country at that time. So calling him and this band problematic figures is diplomatic at best. Nonetheless, it is great music. Before that was another Ghanaian state-sponsored band from the same era, the Kelitigui Ese Tambourines. And another incredible song. This is called Miri Magnin. And this one has just been reissued on a compilation of some of the great and problematic music of that time and place. It's called Music for a Revolution, Volume 1, Guinea's Silophone Recording Label, 1967 to 1973. This was just released in June by Radio Martico Records out of Belgium. And there are many compilations of the music of Guinea-Conakry from that period. There's so much great music then, and of course the history is mind-boggling when you start to read about it as well. But this compilation is new. That is a song that I had never heard before. I'm not the world's expert on that music. My colleague David Noyes, for example, knows a lot more about it than I do. But there are a number of tracks on there that are on some of those other compilations, and then some that aren't. But it's a great, if you haven't gotten into that kind of music and you liked what you heard, this is a really good place to start. It's an excellent set. And then we started that set of music here on Global Agogo with brand new music from Orchestra Gold, which is a band from Oakland, California, that is fronted by the Malian expat singer Mariam Djikite. Their new album is called Dakan, or Destiny, and it's going to be released in October. And from that album, you heard the song Bias and Die. And that song is an homage to Mariam's teacher in the Bifal Moride Brotherhood of West African Sufi Islam, whose name is Bias and Die. So let's move into our second hour now of music here on Global Agogo today, and we're going to start the second hour with the music of a band that's coming to Richmond this week. Romperio, they're going to be performing at Reveille Experiences on Saturday, August 23rd. And it's this band's first American tour, and they are yet another of the bands coming out of the scene in Bogota that's rooted in Colombian traditional music and yet wildly experimental at the same time. Some of these bands have played here in Richmond, like Meridian Brothers, Frente Cumbiero, and others. I'm not going to go into the whole list of them right here. I will tell you more about Romperio at the next break, but let's just dive into their music. We're going to hear four songs in a row from that band. And this first one is called La Canoa del Soldado, right here on Global Agogo. Romperio music right now. Thank you. And that is the music of Romperayo, who will be performing at Reveille Experiences on Saturday, August 23rd. Doors open for that show at 7 o'clock. The band starts at 8. Romperayo is led by the drummer Pedro Ojeda, who some of you got to hear in the band Frente Cumbiero, who came to Reveille in May. Ojeda is one of the most amazing drummers I've ever seen in person. He's like a walking encyclopedia of Colombian rhythms, and he can play any of them at the fastest tempo that you can imagine. It was like a solo show seeing him in Frente Cumbiero. I couldn't take my eyes off of him. Ojeda is one of the three people who are really at the center of the current Bogota scene, which now encompasses dozens of interesting bands. Pretty much everybody in any of those bands has played with one or all of these three guys. The other two are Eblis Alvarez of Meridian Brothers and Mario Galeano, who leads Frente Cumbiero. And the three of them together, Alvarez and Galeano and Ojeda, are in an improvising trio called Los Piranhas. So what's going on in Bogota that's so exciting is that there's a large group of musicians who are all devoted to and knowledgeable about their country's traditional music, the cumbia, but lots of other things, the champeta, the curulao, and all different shades of Colombian music. But then all of them are trying to subvert that tradition in different ways. They know the music so well, they can play it the quote, unquote, right way, but they're all intent on playing it the wrong way and on playing it new ways. And you certainly heard that in all of the four songs from Romperayo that I played for you. In reverse order, that was Ay Que Puguita from their 2019 album Que Jue. And then before that, three very recent selections, all of them from last year. We heard Rebeldía y Twist Tito, which came out as a single last year. Before that, we heard Pindongos, Versión Acelerada. It was pretty quick. From their album of last year called Insurgentes Carismáticos. And then we started off the set and the hour today with La Canoa del Soldado, another single from last year that was released by the Little Beat More record label. So once again, Romperayo will be here in Richmond at Reveille Experiences on Saturday, August 23rd. And you're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM, and WRIR.org. And here's another way to hear Global Agogo: WRIR's friends at Fuchsia Freedom Garden, 520 North Adams Street in Jackson Ward, provide a satellite broadcast of all of WRIR's Sunday daytime programs from their solar-powered garden shed. And if your organization or business plays Global Agogo every week, let me know, and I will announce that on the air as well.
Listen to the Elder Black Music every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. I'll bring you the alternative sounds in the world of black music. Afrobeat, blues, reggae, salsa, soca, black rock, jazz, soul, African reggae, zydeco, soukous, funk, fuji, brass bands, boogie, Latin and African hip-hop, and, of course, more, if you can believe that. Tune in every other Sunday here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM for the other black music.
And that is coming up next here on 97.3 WRIR. And we'll get right back into the music, but before we do that, here is a pause for the cause. Did you know that your retired office computers can change lives? PCs for People is a nonprofit e-recycling company that collects retired computers from businesses, refurbishes them, and redistributes them to recovering veterans, nonprofits, and families living in low-income or underserved communities all over the state of Virginia. Since 1998, the mission at PCs for People has been to bridge the digital divide so that everyone has access to low-cost, affordable computers, Wi-Fi access, and digital literacy programs. Your company's donation of your computers, monitors, and other e-cyclables will empower our communities with education, job opportunities, and connectivity. You can call 804-601-0017 to learn more about their community-based services, or go to PCsForPeople.org and schedule a pickup. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. And we're going to keep the off-center cumbia rolling in this next set of all new music, starting with Terror Cactus out of Seattle with their latest single. This is called La Pantera, right here on Global Agogo. There's a band that sounds like they're part of that Bogota scene I was talking about in the last set. But Quitapenas is actually a first-generation Latino-American band from San Bernardino, California. And that was their song, Que Tumbao, from their new EP called Retumba, which came out in June, and it's excellent. This is definitely the best work that I've heard so far from this band, Quitapenas. Definitely check these guys out if you liked what you heard. There's more like that on this EP. And before that was a track from the debut album by La Banda Chusca, which is called Basic Bichos. Great title. And definitely one of my favorite debuts of the year so far. I think I've played 5 different songs from that album on Global Agogo over the last months. You heard an instrumental there called Bar Secreto from La Banda Chusca. And ahead of that was the Min Crew, Minyo Crusaders from Japan. I'll bet you were surprised when, after that song, after the first like 2 minutes of instrumental introduction went by, and then they started singing in Japanese. I know I was. They reinvigorate the old-fashioned Japanese folk songs that are called Minyo by setting them to global rhythms. And on their new album, which is called Tour of Japan, it's nothing but Latin rhythms on this album. So you heard the song Tairo Utakomi, done as a cumbia by Minyo Crusaders. And we started that set with Terror Cactus, which is the solo project of Martin Selasco, who's a native of Buenos Aires, grew up in Miami, and now lives in Seattle. And you heard the A-side of his recent single. It's called La Pantera, which was released by the Names You Can Trust label out of Brooklyn. And we got time for one more set of music today here on Global Agogo. We're going to finish up with the music of Chicha Libre and some of the band members' side projects. Chicha Libre will be back in Richmond again on Sunday, September 7th at Reveille Experiences. And since Sundays are Global Agogo days also, I'm hoping to have band leader Olivier Conan and other members of Chicha Libre up here in the studio with me that afternoon before they play their show on Sunday night. I'll let you know more about that once their travel plans are clearer. They're playing at the Hopscotch Festival in Raleigh, North Carolina. I think they're playing on Saturday night, so it all depends on, you know, when they can leave and how long it's going to take to get here. But hopefully that's going to happen, and I'll tell you more about it once it's all been decided. For more information about the rest of the songs in this last set, please check WRIR.org or globalagogo.com. And I see my post for today's show. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Global Agogo, produced live in the studios of WRIR, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I will be on vacation next week. Albert Green will be in for me, which is always a good time on the air. Next up here on WRIR is DJ Greybeard with the Other Black Music. And remember, the future is unwritten. Here's Chicha Libre, La Danza de Don Lucho.
Spanish at Maracaibo Airport. Nobody could understand a word.
Les assassins sont réveillés, ils ont allumé leurs chandelles. Les assassins de bon matin vont faire grincer leur violoncelle.
Appreciate it.